What's up, everybody? Just want to let you know that By the Hood is powered by MDC Strategy. So Corey and I have partnered with several other educators and investors to create MDC Strategy. Just want to let you know this is not a get-rich-quick scheme or a fake internet guru selling you dreams of wealth. This is a community of educators and investors who believe in the power of community and shared ideas. We share information about real estate, long-term stock investing, precious metals, options trading, cryptocurrency, and much, much more. To get more information, go to mdcstrategy.com. What's up, people? Welcome to this episode of the By the Hood podcast, a webcast, because I don't know how you're consuming this content. I'm your host, as always. My name is Jimmy, and as we start off every show, that is with gratitude. I want to say thank you to all of our supporters. Special shout out to everybody in our private group, which is MDC Strategy. All of the youth from our By the Hood Ownership Camp, which is coming up in July this year. I want to send a special shout out to everybody that supports us. I got a very special quick podcast for you today. I'm not alone. My brother Corey's not here, but I do have a special guest who is, you know, an OG in the wealth building game. He's an author, master of finance, cash value king as it pertains to insurance, tax strategist. He does all kinds of stuff, man. Without further ado, man, I'd like to bring on my brother Jeff Moore. Jeff, how are you, sir?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. If I was any better, I'd be better. Thank you for having me on your platform.
Absolutely, man. I want to bring you on real quick. In fact, I want to do a deeper dive in a later episode. But for this quick episode today, I wanted to bring you on because you invited me to come out and speak at your conference that you have going on in Philly this upcoming week on Friday and Saturday. So I wanted you to tell the people about the conference, what they can look forward to. And, you know, just a quick introduction of, you know, I want you to quickly introduce yourself about your experience and within the cash value game, and then tell us about Friday and Saturday.
So I'm Jeff Moore. You know, my clients call me Jeff the Wealth Builder. I'm a financial advisor, strategist, and a cash value life insurance enthusiast. And why am I a cash value life insurance enthusiast? I had a little incident back in 2007 when the stock market crashed and all of my assets that I had crashed and burned with it. But one of the discoveries that I made was that the life insurance cash value that I had was the only thing that year that made money. So here I am in the business, and it sparked a great light bulb in my head to do a greater deep dive to really find out how to maximize this life insurance thing, because it was the one thing that saved me in 2007 and was the only product that I had in my portfolio that made me any money that year. And I had stocks, I had real estate, you know, I had my own businesses, and everything crashed and burned but my life insurance. So I wanted to make sure and bring this to the forefront to people who are first generation wealth builders, real estate investors, and business owners, because it is a great tool to have in your portfolio to help it to grow for the rest of your life.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what we got to look forward to on Friday and Saturday, because you have speakers coming from all over talking about various wealth building strategies. So what can we look forward to with this upcoming conference?
I'm looking forward to providing a great atmosphere for financial education, because I'm a firm believer that when you understand what's going on, you'll know what to do. And I think too many people don't understand get the right information to help them to elevate and grow their wealth. So this event is going to be a great foundational place for you to come and learn and get some information to help you to elevate your wealth. Now, we're specializing in leveraging life insurance, cash value life insurance that earns interest and dividends to help you to not only replace your income, but also to acquire assets that produce passive income. So we have a lot of speakers that's going to come in and basically share with you some ideas that if you had a nice cash value life insurance, which you can use that cash value life insurance to leverage to buy assets, whether it's in the stock market, whether it's in real estate, or whether it's owning your own business, so that you can be earning money in two different places at the same time. So that's going to be the kind of spirit and the energy that's going to be in the room, is just to give you some non-traditional financial education to help you to build, develop, and grow your portfolio. Our theme is striving on helping you to secure your money so you can grow your money, and then you can have some money that the next generation to be able to inherit. So that's one of the missing, I think, formulas and equations in a lot of our financial lives, is that oftentimes we're making all this money, but we don't know how to protect it, how to save it, how to grow it, how to enjoy it, and then pass it on to the next generation. So this is going to be one of those kind of events that's going to be filled with great financial information to help you to position yourself to be in control of your money for the rest of your life and leverage life insurance as an asset builder. And that's one of the things that we want to shine a light on, because it's been one of those kind of financial products that's been around for over 100 years that people like you and I have not been utilizing in that capacity.
Yeah, you know, I want to ask you a question about that, right? Because I know a lot of people, when it comes to life insurance, there's all kinds of different philosophies that surround life insurance. And I know a lot of people that are like, you know, part of the FIRE movement, they don't even believe in the idea of cash value. But I know you use specific strategies that are non-conventional, because I've even seen like some of your content on social media where you talk about how some insurance agents tell everybody just to throw all their stuff into like a universal life policy. And that's not the. So can you tell us, what is the biggest misconception about life insurance? Like, what are some of the things that you have to deal with day in, day out, like in terms of the misconception?
Like, first of all, in our life community, when you hear life insurance, you get the, oh, God, oh, ha, ha. First, you got to deal with all of that. Yeah, you know, yeah. People like run away, and because they are so misinformed on one of the greatest financial products ever created on planet Earth. Because it's one of the things, it's one of the only products, when you buy it right from the right company, and when I say buy it right with the right company, I mean getting a mutually owned insurance contract from a mutual owned life insurance company. And that way, when you are in partnership with a mutually owned life insurance, that life insurance company, whenever they make money, they're going to share that money with you. So one of the reasons why I like that is because life insurance are the masters at measuring risk. And if you can partner with a company that measures risk for a profit, and they've have demonstrated over a 100-year track record that they know how to measure risk and make money, then that's a place where you should be in financial partnership with as well. Because one of the things that we found is that not only are you going to get a guaranteed interest with that money, but as that company is making money, they're going to pay a dividend. And that interest and dividend can range, you know, anywhere between 3% and 7% a year, which grows compounded, which you don't pay taxes on. And that is a tremendous return when you have your money positioned with a company that's going to have a track record to help you grow that money without any costs, without any fees. And then we add a little twist on it, because we want to use that cash value to leverage it to go buy, you know, another asset that's going to produce some passive income.
See, now that was the thing, what you said right there, which is interesting. You said a couple things, not any costs, not any fees, which is a lot of the complaints that people have about insurance. But can you repeat that again? You want a company that's mutually owned, you said?
Mutually owned. That means that the company is owned by its policyholders, not by the stockholders. Because all we know is stockholders. Okay. You know, I own stock too, and I'm greedy. I don't care what the company need to do to make money for the stock. We don't want that here in this particular strategy, because we want partnership. We want to be able to earn that dividend. We want the companies to be able to produce that dividend, because that dividend grows in our policy when we receive it, income tax free, that we don't have to pay any taxes on. And you get the ability to leverage, not just the leveraging part, but the compounding of that money. It's like, so, have a dollar growing on top of another dollar, growing on top of another dollar, on top of another dollar for the rest of your life.
So now here's what's interesting, right?
There's no other product that can do that.
But here's what's interesting, that idea of mutually owned, right? You don't have to name names. I'm pretty sure there are probably big companies out there that sell policies that aren't mutually owned. Am I correct in that?
Absolutely.
Okay. See that's a whole twist. And I see, I know that your strategy are different because, like I said, some of the strategies that you see other people within the insurance game talk about, I see you clown about that. And I laugh at your jokes about those other policies. But I'm like, all right, so
let me tell you what's hot right now in the insurance. And it amazes me, because if I was a sucker that was selling these policies, like, I would really be making, I would be balling, because of the commission structure that they pay us on them IULs, man. It is like sometimes when you look at the money, you be like, the money that you could make.
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to tell you that. I know I talked to you before and told you this, but I had an insurance license, securities license, and all that, and I let it go because it wasn't the product, it was the industry. I worked at different companies, and every company was about, we're selling this because it makes the most money. It wasn't necessarily about the specific client, and that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. So I just left the entire business.
The difference with me is, like, I'm going to do what's right for my client.
Yeah.
So I'm going to
put
my client's needs first. I'm going to sit down, I'm going to get a strategy with them, and I want to make sure that strategy is going to be there for them, because it's their money. And when you do right by people, people do right by you. And, you know, absolutely, I never want to meet somebody that said, well, Jeff Moore told me that this was going to be this, and it ain't that. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to sleep comfortable at night. And more importantly, like, I'm in this game for a different reason. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm a product of bad life insurance products that was pushed on to my parents, that my parents had a policy almost 40 something years before I got into the business, where they sacrificed money to put in policies that they thought was going to have cash in it, and they thought they would be able to utilize it, and they thought they would be able to use it, and it turned out to be something totally different than what they thought it was, what they thought they signed up for. So I ain't for that right there.
Because my
parents went through that for a long period of time. And one of the biggest lessons that I got from that is that my mom used to tell me after she went through that ordeal, after it broke her, really, it pissed her off to the highest level of pissivity. That's the only way I can kind of really explain it, because she put money into this plan. And, you know, I remember times when she used to haze my dad. She's like, the man's coming on the 15th of the month. That $50 got to be here. Now, it might not seem like a lot of money to you guys, but if you wind the clock back 50, 40 years ago, $50 was a lot of money, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Growing up in North Philly, and you the youngest of 8 kids, and you see your mom and dad robbing Peter to pay Paul, and it was times where they couldn't rob Peter, and Paul knocking on the door, like, where's my money? And you see your parents making that sacrifice, and then because they think they're building something that's of value, and then when it comes to not be that, man, that's a whole different ball game. So I never want anyone to experience what my parents experienced, making a sacrifice to put money into a plan and not be able to utilize the full aspects of the plan.
Absolutely. So listen, I'm going to have you on in the future to tell your entire story. But the last thing I have for you today is with this event that you're having this weekend, are you going to be having more events in the future? Like, what is your ultimate goal within this space? And what are some of the things?
My ultimate goal. Now, check this out. Check this out, Jimmy. Check this out, Jimmy. My ultimate goal, bro. And I jumped out of the airplane with this. Okay. I want to build a community. You know, I got this hat on right now and it says Cash Value Wealth Builders, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a cash value wealth builder is one that is going to leverage life insurance, right? Now, a lot of people, like, when they hear life insurance, they miss the biggest part of what life insurance is. A lot of people think life insurance is a death product, right? And nowhere in the word life insurance does it ever talk about death. So why do we always think that you got to die to get it? I look at other communities and I've studied other rich people, and life insurance has always been a component. What I'm talking about is mutually owned life insurance, when you own a mutually owned policy with a company that is mutually owned, that pays dividends and guaranteed interest, that's been a part in the strategy of some of the most wealthiest people in our country, okay? Mm-hmm. That they've been utilizing life insurance for over almost 100 years. So if it works for them, right, shouldn't it work for us too?
Yeah.
So if we can change the narrative of what life insurance is and start focusing and talking about what life insurance does, ball game is over for us as people. Because one thing that I've discovered in my 26 years of business is that when Black folks die, when Brown folks die, I know I'm going to look at those two because that's what I see the most. Mm-hmm. We go through a double death, Jimmy. Like the first part of the death is that we got to deal with the emotional ramifications. And I'm going to talk about this at the conference on Friday and Saturday. We got to do an emotional thing first, like, because everybody goes through the emotional thing because we dealing with, we lost our loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us are going to go through the period where we're going to go through the emotional part because we lost a loved one. Ain't none of us getting out of this alive, okay? First and foremost. And the second thing is I discovered is that when our family members die, we get a second death because there is nothing there to replace the income of the loved one that we lost.
Yeah.
So all of that money that that loved one was bringing in, let's say they was making $80,000, $90,000, $100,000, $50,000 a year, whatever. That money is gone from our families forever.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I discovered in studying this life insurance is that the wealthy families and the rich families always had income replacement in their portfolios for all phases of their life. So nothing happened to stop money from coming in the household.
Yeah, and
the biggest family that I love that I studied was the Rockefeller family. And Rockefeller, you know, he was a shrewd businessman, but he owned tons of cash value life insurance.
Yeah, it's the book. What is it called? What would the Rockefellers do?
I read that book. Was talking about Rockefeller and really how he pimped out life insurance and he utilized trust to create a financial empire that there was money in the family forever.
Yeah. All right. So listen, man, what I want to do now is I'm going to take the link to the conference. I'm going to put it within the description as well as the show notes.
Can I do something else for your audience?
Absolutely.
If they go on my social media on Instagram, mm-hmm. and if they go on any post and comment cash value,
okay.
My Instagram handle is Jeff the Wealth Builder.
I'll put it in there for them.
If they go in and comment cash value, they're going to get a special offer to get 40% off for the conference this weekend.
There we go. All right, you guys heard it right there. Go on.
So they got to act fast. It's going to be one of those fast action kind of things because we up on the conference. And I want you guys to come and experience what we're building and meet some of the people who are on the same quest as you to build generational wealth. And what I'm looking to go a step further, and I'm looking to meet some special people who want to build indestructible wealth. Because once you put that life insurance on to some of the things that you're doing, Jimmy, in real estate,
mm-hmm.
and with some of the things you're doing in Bitcoin, and with some of the things that, and how you can leverage the stock market, and how you can grow your business market, and how you can understand how taxes play in your portfolio, game is over.
Absolutely, because then your money makes money, which is making money. So you're building a machine, right? You're building a wealth-building machine, right? And that's kind of what I'll be talking about at the conference. The title of my talk is Bitcoin is Digital Real Estate, but what I'm going to talk about is how to use all those things, insurance, how to use all those things to build a machine. So with that being said, Jeff, I want to say thank you for your time, brother.
Thank you for the opportunity of being on your
platform. We're going to do a longer form thing where I want you to tell your entire story about, you know, your upbringing and all that. We're going to get into that later. But I wanted to have this quick conversation about the conference because it is coming up this weekend. Thank you for your time, and thank you for the opportunity again to speak to your audience. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes,
for our
man.
Audience out there, make sure to go to one of Jeff's posts, put cash value in the comments, get the discount, come out this weekend, you know, join us. Let's have fun. Let's chop it up. And as
can I also tell them, we got everything covered. Their lunch is going to be provided. We got snack provided for them. We got awesome speakers that's going to be pouring into them. They're going to get some of the best financial information over the next 2 days. I got Big Jimmy as one of my speakers.
That's right.
I'm so happy and so grateful to have him a part of the team to share his wisdom, because that boy got some knowledge, right?
I
put a little post on my social media. I want y'all to go to that post, because I call him the plug, because he got it. You know what I'm saying? So he's a man.
I appreciate that. No, I appreciate that. And you got some heavy hitters on it, man, because some of those folks are, you know, folks that I know. So you got some heavy hitters on you, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. And continue to do the work that you do, brother, man, because, like, it's important to get the information out there and talk about the misconceptions and some of the things within that space. Because, you know, I learned a lot from you, and this is someone who is licensed, but I learned from you, you know, how to dig deeper into the space and figure out the things.
You should wait and see this presentation I'm going to do on Friday on breaking down life insurance. Oh, I cannot wait to do that, baby. I'm so happy and excited. I couldn't sleep last night. I woke up at 4:00 in the morning. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to kill him with this. I'm going to kill him with this information.
Let's get it. All right, y'all. As we always say, it's not about how much money you make, it's about how much you keep. Game elevates, and I'll check you guys out in the next episode. Peace.